Best way to pitch him is to add and subtract speed.
De La Cruz in the air. Deep right center. Gone. He knew it. That was a strike opposed moment as he pointed to the dugout, and a good amount of Reds fans here give a pretty loud roar. 5-0.
Well, down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Pitcher like Flexen is going to try to trick you. He throws a changeup, but it catches way too much of the plate. And right now, Ellie is seeing it big.
Pitch. Oh, this ball is hammered. High, deep. You can kiss that baby. Way, goodbye. A three-run home run for Ellie De La Cruz. Oh, my, that got out of here, and I mean a snap of the finger.
On an 0-2 pitch, though.
All right, it's a Sunday night here. Baseball tonight's on. Sunday night baseball, Padres, Dodgers about to start. I want to do week two of the Cincinnati Reds recap report, whatever I end up renaming this segment. But good weekend by the Reds in Chicago. They ended up sweeping the Chicago White Sox. They finished them off today by a final score of 10-4. Honestly, oh my God, that White Sox team, that is going to end up one of, that is the most, Reds won 11-4. It's going to end up one of the most butterfingery teams I've ever seen in my life. That's a 100-loss team if I ever saw one. They've got absolutely nothing. You know, but that being said, like, you still got to win the games on your schedule, and it's still three road wins for the Reds, and now they're 9-6 heading here into the start of week three. Some encouraging things happened today. Encarnacion Strand, who continues to hit third for the Reds, which I have no idea why. He finally hit a home run. It was his second of the year. He's up to 185. So the on-base streak, which the Reds had to just go ahead and run it, of Ellie De La Cruz and Jose Altuve. Altuve homered twice today. Ellie and Altuve entered today as the only players in baseball to reach base via hit or walk in every game this season. Ellie, of course, goes 0-for-5, 2 Ks. He's down at 286, 962, but, man, what a week for him. I mean, my cousin Joey, he says we talk about him way too much. I mean, he keeps doing stuff like he did this past week. He had 4 home runs. I almost went live the night that he had an inside the park and a monster home run from each side of the plate earlier in the week. But he also shot one out the back door the next night. And then I think it was Friday night. You heard the opening, the replay of that, that he hit a home run in Chicago that was just as impressive as the one he hit in Cincinnati. So he's up to 4. Could easily have a 30 or 40, 30 homer season, 60 steals. I mean, I could be looking at that pretty easily. The rest of the lineup, I mean, you know, you got India at 196, Benson 220, mentioned Encarnacion Strand 185, and then you start to get to kind of some of the impressive guys here. You know, Steer still at 346, he leads baseball in RBIs. I said week one that this is real what you're seeing with him. That's continued. Jake Fraley 424, 972 on base. Then you got De La Cruz 286. 962 OPS. Jamer Candelario got going a little bit more. Had a couple hits today. Martini, third home run today. 3 hits. He's at 290, 980 OPS. Stevenson, 250, 725 OPS. He's kind of started to see this week some of the complementary pieces of the team factor in. Fairchild, I got to give it to the guy, man. He's playing against lefties. He's doing a little bit. Hit almost 300. He had made an unbelievable catch yesterday. So I give him a lot of credit. The bench is not doing a whole lot. You know, between Espinal, Luke Mayo, Bubba Thompson, all hitting between 150 and 182. All OPS in, you know, between 433 and 561. But if they can keep that unit healthy of the guys I've talked about there, I mean, like, they're going to get enough runs to, like, be a 500 team. And now, you know, what do we think about them? I mean, we think at the end of the day they're a little less than a 500 club. Now they're at 9-6. Well, the big thing that happened this weekend is they got Nick Lodolo back. He went 5 2/3 with 10 Ks yesterday. I actually watched him. That's the closest I've ever watched him. It's the best I've ever seen him. He looked phenomenal. I was talking to a friend the other day who was like, oh, I think Abbott can be a staff ace. I totally disagree with that. I think at best he's like a 3 or a 4. He's kind of like, you'd hope he could be like a Tom Browning. I don't even know if he could be that good because I think Browning won 20 games. I don't know if Hunter Green's going to end up being a fringe ace. He got really hit hard by the Brewers this week, who are hitting everybody hard. I don't think Montas is a true ace. I think he's maybe like a 2 or 3 this year. But, man, what I saw with Lodolo, I mean, that guy looked like a fringe ace to me. And that if he pitches something close to that all year and stays healthy, like that's the kind of guy that can move the needle and really be a lightning bolt for the Reds. I mean, that can change a season's fortunes. That can take you from a 500 team to a team that, you know, makes a wild card if you have a guy that, you know, can be a fringe number one. And you still can put an Abbott, a Green, a Lodolo. And then, again, Ashcraft's been pretty damn good. Like, another quality start today. I mean, his numbers aren't perfect because he was left in a game too long, but he's 2-1. I like what I see out of him. He's absolutely good enough to be like a 3 or a 4. You know, so if these guys can stay healthy, their current rotation, you know, you got some stuff there. And then, you know, down in the bullpen, I think some guys started to pitch a little bit better, namely Fernando Cruz, who's now I think he's got 14 or 15 Ks in like 7 2/3 innings. ERA in the twos. He's kind of like settled into being the setup man. So they lost TJ Anthony this week. Probably won't ever pitch again. His arm is now salami. But Cruz is a guy, man, I don't know where the hell he came from. He's 34. His stuff is very good. He's got some – there's a heavy ball with nasty sink on it. I think the rest of the pen can be a little bit better. I think Sims is going to be your main setup guy with Cruz. Sims hasn't been used a ton, only like a little over 4 innings. Justin Wilson, you know, Brent Suter, Buck Farmer. These are guys you don't hope to see a ton. Pagan, the free agent signing, I don't know how great he's gonna be, but you know, certainly those guys they worry me a little. I don't think their pen is gonna be great. I think they're gonna give up some runs. They got into some trouble today, but nonetheless, 9-6 team. You know, your headliner in De La Cruz is getting it done. I looked up and saw they were showing his highlights of inside the park home run earlier in the week. So they sit right now at a like 29.2% to make the postseason, 0.4% to win the World Series. We'll continue to kind of track those odds as they change, but they took care of business. Now they go on the road again into Seattle, which to me is the best pitching staff on paper in baseball. It's a sleepy park. They're not going to score a ton of runs. I think that's going to be a tough series, that the Reds will not win that series. And then after that, they've got the Angels at home for 3. That takes us to next Sunday. So we will try and do another recap next weekend, see where they're at, but wanted to just track the Reds here on the pod. Hey, they're a little ahead of the curve right now. They're better than I believe they would start. I thought they'd be a little below 500, but 9-6, the right pieces in place, doing the right things. They just need to get some guys back. And, David Bell didn't have a chance to throw up all over himself because they just took care of business, man. The White Sox, holy shit. I don't know if we'll get a chance to talk about them on the main pod, but, man, that is like one bad team. They have nothing. I mean, that team has nothing. For them to string hits together or even catch and throw the ball is something. And I've not said that many times. I mean, they're like way less capable than Oakland if you watch them. I would never put them on, by the way, if you don't have a reason to. Don't bet on them. Don't look at them. It's a bad team. All right, everybody. Have a blessed night.
You've been listening to the Cincinnati Bell Reds Radio Network.
The Reds are on the radio.
Reds baseball is brought to you by PNC, the official bank of the Cincinnati Reds. PNC, make today the day. AAA, the triple that gets you home. Visit AAA.com to learn more. Wing Supply, with locations in Cincinnati and across the country. They're pros like you. GEICO, saving you money on car insurance has been GEICO's home run for over 75 years. Get a quote today with a proud partner of the Cincinnati Reds at GEICO.com. Kroger, don't miss the wellness experience by Kroger at the banks. August 20th and 21st, Western and Southern, put our financial strength behind you. The Reds are also brought to you by...
Hey, got it again. Deep right field. You can kiss that baby goodbye.
Help. Plumbing, heating, cooling, electric, and drains. Call 333-HELP. And by CBTS, proud technology partner of the Cincinnati Reds.
And it is 7-0 Reds.
Wow. The Reds are on the radio.
This is the Cincinnati Bell Reds Radio Network on 700 WLW.